Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good day, folks. This is Roberta. Roberta Inspires Omni Media. And you're not used to expecting me at this time, but I decided I am relaunching the radio show. And as a result, I'm also changing the time and the date. And also, I'll have a little Facebook component to this. So you'll see me coming up on Facebook Live. on some of these episodes. I'm not going to do it today, but it'll be coming up, and I'll tell you more about what's coming next week and the guests I've been talking, to come on board for the show and just a lot of stuff. But today I just wanted to take the time to kind of get back in the swing of things and also let you know that I am now on air on Wednesdays, 12 noon, Eastern Standard Time, and that's what we'll be doing. And so you'll be able to see people on the Internet through my expanded digital platform, which I'll be telling you more about next week, and I'll maybe tell you a little bit today. But anyway, that's what I want to share with you. I want to talk about an experience I had this past weekend, and I talked about it some last Sunday when I was kind of messing around with this. And I want to talk about the new Now Next experience that I went to in Raleigh, North Carolina area. And it was hosted by Tina Moore Brown, who is a confidence coach, and she will be with us next week. So you'll get to hear more about her vision. But it was a very powerful, powerful, transformative experience. It's the kind of thing that you go to, and when you leave, you are ready to take action. But just ready, they've given you some actual tasks and steps, you know, baby steps that you can take when you leave the door, even while you're there, because now we have all this social media stuff. And so that has been my inspiration, particularly Tina Moore Brown's presentation on unleashing the power of your voice and how important it is that you take your unique place in the space of things here on this earth and give the message that God's given you in the way that you, only you can give it. I was just inspired because they really pushed a lot that even if it didn't work out, you know, the first time. And Inspire Radio has been successful, don't get me wrong. But, you know, that you don't be afraid, that you don't become afraid to try stuff. You're going to try it. It may work well. It may not work well, but you don't just stop it. You actually try to say, huh, what do I need to improve this? And also, you can find people that can help you improve. I want to encourage you to check out my buddy, Catherine Storing, S-T-O-R-I-N-G. She does what's called Story Time on Facebook. Just had a powerful, powerful word today about getting your products to market fast and hearing God. And I think you'll really be blessed by it. So you should be able to find her. She runs the Writing Made Simple Academy and programs. And so check her out. And as I said, Tina Moore Brown will be with us next week, and I've just got all kinds of people just ready and waiting to go. I just have to give them dates. And for a scriptural teaching, what I want to talk about with you are a couple of characters to show you that you can start again, you can relaunch, you can recalibrate, like I'm recalibrating, you know, how do you fine-tune what you're doing? How do you set new goals and new objectives? Because when I started Inspire Radio, Lord, now it's probably about nine to 10 years ago, at least. I think it's actually maybe over 10 years because I think I started it, 2007. And so here we are now at 2018. So it's been, I'm in the 11th year. Anyhow, breaks included. But, today, some of the technology that I could have made use of wasn't even around. I tended to be, the things the Lord would give me would be a way, just out on the cusp, a way ahead of the technology. And so, you know, there may have been Yahoo groups or something, but nothing like, you know, good old Facebook, and a lot of things were just coming up in Twitter and launching and this, that, and the other. So now I have to go back and recalibrate. How will I use these tools in order to reach more people and in order to expand the reach of Inspire Your Radio? So I have to brainstorm and pray and really look at things. And so that's really why I went back to an old topic I had in 2015, recalibrate, as opposed to just relaunch, because we want to be more specific about what we need to do. And now is the time, for example, I can really build and expand my communications network, which is coming up. You'll be hearing more about that and about the opportunities. But it's to mark, this says, a definition online, a mark, a gauge or instrument with a scale of readings. Adjust experimental results to take external factors into account or to allow comparison with other data. Synonyms are to adjust, measure, set, graduate, or correct. And I want to add in to also refine. So this may be a time for you to refine what needs to be done, because soon we'll be in, you know, heading into the last quarter of the year, and you want to be ready for the coming year. And so you want to, here's another definition from Webster that I like, to adjust precisely for a particular function, like you calibrate a thermometer. Okay? So we want to really calibrate. We want to talk to the Lord and calibrate what we're doing to make sure we're achieving His goals for us, and that the people that we're supposed to reach are being reached. I love doing Inspire Radio. I love talking to people through the communications means. And so that was, you know, something I had to really kind of focus in on more. I'm a communicator. I'm an audio communicator. I'm working on the books, but I'm having to learn more how to do that. But I'm calibrating. So as I said, recalibrating, I'm being more precise, and I'm starting again a YouTube, expanding my YouTube channel. I've learned Zoom. I already had Twitter. tinkered with Instagram Sunday. So you'll see me out there testing some of these products out, and I hope you'll just give me a little shout out when you do, and make you say happiness. Now, while I'm on air, let me tell you too, if you want to call in, you can call in to 929-477-2896. And I will bring you on air, and we'll talk a little bit. You can ask questions and have just a really good time talking about what you can do to actually, excuse me for the sinuses and stuff, but what you can actually do to really recalibrate in your own life. Now, I want to talk about a couple of people that that recalibrated. And the first one I want to talk about is Elijah, because he was recalibrated, after complete exhaustion. He was a prophet of God, and he had done tremendous things, just tremendous things. And then he hit a wall. Have you ever hit a wall? Have you ever hit a wall in your lifetime and felt like, oh, I cannot go not one step further. I just can't do it. I'm not going to do it. One of the speakers at the New Now Next Experience, Tina Moore Brown's experience this past weekend, actually talked about how she got discouraged doing similar events because people were just, you know, fighting against her and doing things, and she just stopped. She stopped. And and the thing is, now, thank God, with the use of technology, you have the ability to reach more people to encourage you along the way. Now, Elijah, I have a brother named Elias that stumbled a little bit, but Elijah had really burnt out because he ran up against Jezebel and she was taking no prisoners. And if you do not take care of yourself, okay, and you're just running at 90 miles an hour without refueling, recharging, and having people, something I'm learning, to pour into your life rather than you trying to keep giving out, and also not only giving out, but trying to draw from your own strength like somebody was telling me. You know, that's not how it's done, honey. You know, and I just felt like, well, there's nobody around to do it. If I don't do it, I'll just be laying on the ground here. And that's not true. You know, I learned, even yesterday, I just had to open up a little bit more in a safe environment and let God give me people to support me, you know, on my journey and in my trials and tribulations. So that's what we have to do. And then they can help you recalibrate, because especially if you're a very extraordinary person and God does great things in your life, you are going to find times that you are just wiped out. And that's what happened with Elijah. And so he just ran into the cave and he's hiding or whatever. And I may have gotten that wrong, so it's Medea. But, you know, he took flight and he's like, Lord, he was so depressed. And yep, the great and the mighty get depressed. He was so depressed and he was like, Lord, you know, just let me die. Just let me die. I can't do this. I'm alone. There's nobody else but me. And that was the thing about Tina Moore Brown's event. It wasn't, you weren't alone. You were with visionaries and business women who were also seeking God and reigniting and rekindling flames for people and telling people, you can try again. You can do it again. If it doesn't work, just try something else, you know, but don't give up. And you need those kind of people around you. Well, in Elijah's case, in 1 Kings 17:24, in that chapter, the Lord himself provides for Elijah, giving him ravens. And a raven was a dirty bird, you know, not one that anybody would have wanted to get any food from. But that's who God chose to feed Elias by this brook. And so don't be prejudiced, really, that it's got to be this person, that person, it's got to be a bishop. It, you know, they may not even be a Christian, is what I think I see through the raven, but they may come along with just words of wisdom or words of kindness, or maybe they're an avenue of support. And I'm going to say something that's going to probably freak a lot of people out, but they may be a therapist. You may need to get in some counseling and talk through what you're going through. It may be so deeply rooted that you can't just pray it off for you or just talk to somebody one time. You need a strategy and a structure. There are Christian counselors out there that are ready to help you, and other people that may not put the sign up but may be Christian or at least able to respect your views and beliefs and help you work through them. And their support groups, groups and forums for men and women of God and mothers and dads, whatever the challenge may be. But that will help you, what? Recalibrate. That'll help you get yourself together for your new Nail Next experience. And like I said, next week, Tina Moore Brown will be here herself, and we'll be talking about it together. And also, she has an event coming up March 7th through the 9th in Atlanta. Woo, woo, woo. It's going to be great. It is my intention to attend, and I hope you will attend too. And she'll tell us more about that and some other things that she's doing even before March, and how to join her community and so forth. Speaking of which, that's one of the things you'll see too coming more out of Inspire Radio and the network. It's called Inspire Leadership at this point. Network will be broadening the community. At one point, Inspire Radio had up to 40,000 views I call views, but listens is what they call them on the radio. And so get what you need. Get what you need. You may need a coach, a business coach, a life coach. You may need both. You may need a marketing coach. You may need a technology coach or a combination of factors. You may need a mastermind group to help you get more precise on what it is that you need to do and how to do it. And what did God do? He sent Elias to help support Elijah and take some of that stress and pressure off. Do not be afraid to say you need help. Do not be afraid to say that you need help. And then let somebody help you. Let them guide you. Let them surround you and love on you and help you so you can recalibrate. You may need to cut back or add more or change something like I'm doing in this season. And I'm going to tell you right now, every step's not going to be perfect. I've always been a perfectionist. I'm learning perfect is a little bit overrated, okay? Done is better than perfect sometimes because you can always, as they used to say at IBM, we had them as our provider years ago, and they would bring the technology. But what they would say, they'd give you a worse date, and then they would improve on it. Now, that's smart because you're going to be a whole lot happier if they speed up delivery of a product or service or is way better than you think. You're going to be real overjoyed, huh? But if they tell you something overly optimistic or they're being perfectionistic about delivery and certain things, guess what? You're going to be pretty upset. You're going to be upset. So God places Elijah in a partnership with Elias, and he also was able to mentor and teach him and pass on the mantle, and that the young people around that can help you and stand with you and who will come in and do some things you maybe don't know how to do. That's the other thing. You got to learn how to let go and outsource some stuff. One of my coaches, Diane Cunningham, who will be coming on the show too, was coaching me at one point, and that's what she was saying. You know, you got to let it go. You got to let somebody else do some of this stuff. Because even if we know how to do it, even if we're excellent at it, it's just that's taken away from something that only you can do, which is the strategic part of business. And other people can do the task, but you've got the mastermind, the strategy of this. And so Elijah, who had burnt out, got some help. The other person, excuse me, oh boy, something got me going here. But the other person, Elijah represents the courage to try again. And then there is Nehemiah, who has the courage to rebuild brick by brick. And rebuilding brick by brick, I got from my wonderful former pastor, Bishop Monroe Saunders of the Transformation Church in Baltimore, Maryland. And hopefully I'll get him on the show this sometime this year. And if not, maybe next year. He's busy now. But he had this wonderful sermon that he did, and he had a wall of bricks in the background to illustrate that you have to really rebuild a brick at a time. And so in this season of recalibrating right now, it's the time to really start to assess what worked this year, what didn't work this year. And I'll tell you, I'm great at that. So if you need to do a VIP day with me, a half a day or a full day, hey, we can do that and begin to just look at what needs to be tweaked, discarded, changed, whatever you. And also, I'll tell you, if I find an area that I think I know somebody who can even assist you more specifically in something, I will refer you to a coach for that particular component so you can really get deep in and get it together. But this is the time. This is the time. But Nehemiah, the thing is, you know, he went about it very strategically, well thought out, great management of his team and of the task. in wisdom and humility. And that's what we need in this season. We need to be able to be strategic about what we're doing so we make the most of every opportunity and each task that we do. Okay, so that brings me to my conclusion. And I hope you'll go back and look at Elijah and Nehemiah. And notice God did not have Nehemiah out there himself laying every brick. Again, we've got to come out of these silos. I was talking to someone about a ministry idea I have, and part of the plan is to link with the people who are already doing one aspect of it. There's no reason for me to reinvent the wheel. I'm one person. I don't have all the resources or the funds to do it all, but there are people that are already doing it. I'll tell you what it is. I'm starting a prayer initiative through my ministry, Inspire Leadership, where we will be covering to get people to cover these schools in the blood of Jesus so we don't have, you know, all these shooting incidents and all kind of craziness going on. And I'll have an online petition you can sign and tell us what schools. I got to work on that. So bear with me, and I'll put it out there. And one thing I'm learning from my buddy Catherine and others, just get it out there. Get it started. That's what her teaching was on today. If you do one step, then God will give you the next step, and you'd be surprised who will be drawn in to help you fulfill what you are going to do or what you're called to do. So I'm back in the game. And you can be looking for me Wednesdays at 12 noon. And like I said, you'll start to see Facebook and Twitter and other things added in. And one of the things I think that's beneficial, too, when you relaunch or recalibrate, take it one step at a time. You know, like I may start with Facebook Live, or I may start with Periscope in conjunction, or YouTube Live, and then I'll add the next piece. You know, once I got that kind of smooth, you add the next piece. Rather than the old-fashioned way, pile on everything at once, and it all comes crashing down your head, and you're very discouraged, and you give up. So more is coming. More is coming. But again, I want to invite you to tune in next Wednesday for the 12 noon Eastern Standard Time broadcast of Inspire Radio, and our guest will be none other than Tina Moore Brown, the founder of the New Now Next, not only experience, but movement. And you can check her out online, and I'll be doing some promotions. And so I look forward to chatting with you next week. May God bless you. May he keep you in his ever-loving arms, and may the blood of Jesus cover your every thought and every movement and every action. And in Jesus' name, God bless you.